Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Adam. How are you?
I am peachy.
I'm trying to be less echoey this week. I was informed moments before we started recording that here in the palatial, we know it is a palatial studio. That's part of the problem right there.
Well, yeah,
palatial studios.
Last week it sounded like you were recording from a dungeon or something. You know,
I was. I hadn't left South Carolina yet. I was over at Big Fatty's house and I was recording from the dungeon. No, it was a bit. So I've backed the gain down and I'm now eating the microphone.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was informed moments before we started recording that here in the palatial, we know it is a palatial studio.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1038 of the BFO for Friday! The 20th of January, 2012, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me show. Big Freddy's had some alcohol. Big Freddy! Hello, telepoopies. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right day. Is going well, y'all. I am recording. Very late, y'all. Right after supper? Not right after supper. Big Fatty, you fucked it. Right after the coal mine today. Larry Klein, I went to that McCrady's. You know, I told you about that on yesterday's show. And y'all, I'm going to read the menu. Y'all, I did indeed have that salad of the winter brassica. Which was the cabbage, mustard, and greens with the broccoli and the Maya lemon and roasted garlic and rye. Y'all, it was lovely. And for my entree, I had the heritage chicken with the carrot, onion, black truffle, and the Anson Mills oats. And I had the eucalyptus panna cotta with citrus and vanilla for my dessert. And y'all, it was lovely. And but y'all, we had beverages. Y'all, they had specialty beverages, and I had a PIMS cup. Now, y'all, you may not know what a PIMS cup is, I had one of these. When I met Woody over there in the London the last time I was over there, y'all, we had the PIMS. I know that Stephen the Uck and who else is over there? Not knows what a PIMS is. So I had a PIMS, and y'all, I don't really know what the hell a PIMS is, but y'all, it's got some liquor in it and stuff, and y'all, it comes with a slice of cucumber. Big Fatty. And y'all, I like to stick that cucumber down there in the bottom so it just sucks up all the liquor. It just sucks it up. But y'all, I had two of those. And y'all, right now, I don't give a shit about nothing. Big Fatty, we don't give a shit about you either. So anyway, y'all, I'm a little... I'm a little numbhead, but I have good reason to be a little numbhead. Hey, Freddy, boy, we don't need to hear about your little numbhead. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Bieber and Adam, y'all, they were talking about broadcasting from Big Fatty's dungeon. And, I don't know what that means. But, anyway, Big Fatty, you know exactly what it means. And no, there's not going to be there's not a video podcast. I can hear those Danbury's going, video podcast. So, anyway, but, y'all, it's the end of the week. And, y'all, I gotta say, I am ready for this week to be over. Be over. Y'all, the supper was good. It was not very large portions. It was expensive, and the portions weren't very large, but y'all, it was real good. My piece of chicken Y'all, it was the strangest looking chicken I've ever seen. It was about, I don't know, maybe 2 inches wide and about 6 inches long and about 2 inches tall. And it was all breftises meat, all of the breftises of the chicken. And it didn't have any bones in it or anything. Didn't look anything like chicken. Y'all, if you'd seen it, you'd sworn it was a piece of fish. But it wasn't, y'all, because, you know, fish swims upstream on Big Fatty. But, y'all, it was good. And, y'all, I got to tell you, the oats cake was absolutely delicious. I could not believe how delicious it was. And, y'all, I'm not overly stuffed, but I am fat, very happy. And so there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty. And you know why else you're fat, dumb, and happy? Make a wish. Wish it in a dream. Wish it in your heart. And your wish will come true. Y'all, I got a phone call from Larry Klein on Thursday morning. Big Fatty, I've got a flat tire. Can you come pick me up at the tire place? I said, well, I'm about to get in the shower, but I will call you when I get ready to get out of the shower, and I'll come pick you up. Well, y'all, I went and picked him up, and he had to get a new tire and everything. And after it was over, y'all, I went by the P.O. Oh, no, after it was fixed, I took him back over there, and I went by the P.O. Oh, I thought I was going to sneeze there. Big Fatty, we thought you were having a spell. But anyway, y'all went by the P.O. box, and y'all, there was a box there. And y'all, it is from that Moose Pea. And y'all, I don't know where my scissors are. Maybe I'll use this pizza cutter. I wonder if the pizza pie cutter Big Fatty, don't open the box with the pizza pie cutter. Well, y'all, it don't work either. Let me see where these damn scissors are. Anyway, let me look over here. Oh, there they are. Big Fatty, you should be prepared. I am pimmed up. I am a pimsy. Pimsy. Pimsy poo. Big pimsy. And, y'all, let's just... Oh, I found it here. Y'all, I have no idea. Y'all, that Moose Pea, y'all, he won. He won the contest over there at the Live It Up little show, and he bought him a new cellular telephonic device, y'all. So maybe he's sending me the old one. I don't know. Let's just see what it is, y'all. I got to put the scissors back now, so I'll know where they are next time. Big Fatty, and let's just look and see what it is. Yes, now, y'all. I saw on the y'all. There's a card. Let's just see what it is here. Y'all, it's a card, and it's got a kitty cat. That's not a kitty cat. What is that? Y'all, it's some sort of animal, and it's got these furry fingers, and it's got some sort of pig nose. Y'all, I don't know what that is. Does it say what it is on the back? It's a Hallmark card. Well, I don't know what it is. Oh, yeah, I got to see. And it says, Big Fatty, your podcast talking about the pizza kits brought back fond memories. I found this in the Kroger and had to get it for you. Now you don't have to scrape knuckles, and you have what? And you have, you don't have to scrape knuckles, and you have something to cut with your new cutter. Well, I just cut the pizza pie, the box open. No, I tried to, but it didn't work. Y'all, I don't know what kind of animal that is. It's some sort of rat. It's sort of like a furry rat with a pig nose. Moose? What is that? Y'all, I don't know. I have no idea. What moose? Y'all, moose is, y'all, he is, oh! Y'all, he has sent me. Big Fatty's drunk. Oh, my God. Y'all, Moose has sent me the Chef Boyardee pizza pie. Oh, y'all, there's a coupon in here, too. For an oil change. Y'all, how about that? It's an oil change coupon. I don't know if Moose meant to send that to me or not, but thank you, Moose. I'll get right over to the Midas and get my oil change for $24.95. But y'all, there's the pizza place, the Chef Boyardee pizza pie kit. It comes with the crust mix, the pizza pie sauce, and the grated Parmesan and Romano cheeses. But y'all, that is not, no, that is not enough, Big Fatty. And y'all, it makes two pizza pies. And y'all, but that not to be outdone, he has included a separate container of the Parmesan cheese. Y'all, I can't believe it. Oh, I just cannot believe it. Moose, you are just the sweetest thing. I mean to tell you, you are just as, and y'all, there's enough bubble wrap in here that you would think that the skull had wrapped this package. Y'all, because you know, you can't be too careful when you send a Chef Boyardee pizza pie kit through the mail. So, oh, well, maybe he was trying to protect the oil change coupon for me. Well, Moose, thank you so much. I'll have to make me a pizza pie this weekend. So, anyway, y'all, that is lovely. That is just lovely. And, y'all, I'll use my pizza pie cutter, which I've got right here. Y'all, I cannot believe it. Moose, you are something else. Just something else, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. Yeah, Gussie, y'all talking about people getting things in the mail. Y'all, that Knott got a little something in the mail from something from his back door neighbor. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And that Hat M got a little something in the mail today, evidently. But y'all, we're not going to talk about that now. Y'all, we're going to talk about exiting of the birth canal because, y'all, today, Friday is the celebration day for that Brenda Boo. Y'all, she is out there in the Iowa, and y'all, I know damn good and well Brenda Boo is glad that the politicians have left Iowa. And y'all, I'll be glad when they leave South Kakalaki this weekend is all I can say too, because y'all, I'm sick and tired of the robot calls. Got 7 calls so far today. And all that. So Brenda Boo and Mr. Boo, I hope Mr. Boo gets you exactly what you want for your birthday. And y'all, even though in the only time zone that matters, it's Tamari, the 21st. Y'all, by the time he hears this on the 20th, it'll be the 21st in the future, which is tomorrow. Today. But if he hears it tomorrow here, that would have been yesterday there. But anyway, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only Arthur down there in the future, y'all. He is almost as old as Big Fatty, but no, Big Fatty, nobody's as old as you. Well, yeah, there are a couple of people that are old as you. I wonder if Arthur. If Arthur knows about the pizza pie, Chef Boyardee pizza pie, Big Fatty, you know he does. And Arthur, I hope that Nigel provides you with an appropriate celebration of exiting the birth canal whenever the hell it is that you will celebrate. Big Fatty, you're just so confused. Just go and read the instructions on that pizza pie box. Maybe you'll sober up by the time.
Don't know why. but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hello, friends. As you know, our country faces an important and decisive election in 2012. Who will be the number one fan of the Big Fatty Show? Look at the candidates. Tim Koramal, a known progressive and liberal. Hat M, the Mexican. Do we know where he really stands on immigration? And Kathy Bacon, who will not release her tax forms on The Little Show. The choice is obvious. One person can lead the nation as the number one fan of the Big Fatty Show. Guru Nudie. Hi, this is Guru Nudie from Tampa, and I approve this paid political message.
Big Fatty, you're getting them on the yes? Yes, oh, Big Fatty, I'm so sorry that it's the political mechanicals. Y'all, and Guru Nudie reminds me that starting Monday, we'll be starting the contest to determine who's going to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. And y'all, that'll run all of next week and the week after that. And then on Sunday the 5th of February, y'all, during halftime of the big game, the Boopa Soul, we will announce the winner. We'll announce the winner of the number one fan of 2012. But y'all, I'll give you all the details starting on Monday. Big Fatty, it's gonna be a busy 2 weeks.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Paul from Paul's Podcast. I'm in the middle of listening to your show in my car, and I just heard your new segment. And I remember the music, and I know this is not Sarah 69 to guess the music thing, but that music, I believe, is called Mountain Dance by Dave Gruzin, and it appeared in the movie, or it was played in the movie, On Golden Pond. Is that correct? Anyway, I just had to call in because I recognized the music. All right, bye.
Well, thank you, Paul, for calling while you're driving in that new car of yours. And you probably shouldn't be calling and driving in that new car of yours. And part of what you said is correct. It is from the own Golden Pond, and it is by Dave Grusin. But it is not. It is not whatever the hell you called it. Big Fatty. The name of this music is called the New Hampshire Hornpipe. Big Fatty, you just made that up. That sounds vulgar. But I like this music. Y'all, I think we ought to go over to the BFO and click over at the Fat Favorites and see what's happening over there at the Spot and Big Fatty. Y'all, we need to check on that each day. Y'all, I think that's going to replace the bacon calendar since the... Oh, dear God. Oh dear, guys. Y'all, Big Fatty is dressed up as some sort of bingo card. Y'all, then there's a sign that says, keep calm and fart of old. Y'all, then Big Fatty is putting some kind of crown on Miss America. And then Big Fatty is in the law chamber. Y'all, it looks vulgar with some slam dunk. Y'all, that gets back to that Daniel Bieber being in the dungeon, y'all. And then, y'all, it's National Popcorn Day, and y'all, there's some Big Fatty is Mary Poppins. And what is this other thing? Big Fatty being in the dark as Wikipedia protests against SOPA and people. What do you think of that?
I was informed moments before we started recording that here in the palatial, well, you know, it is a palatial studio.
Oh, yes, it's very palatial. In fact, so big you can have a weekend in it.
On the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and day. been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.